They were coming in with a bit of momentum and to get a win, and it wasn't a pretty one either. You know, we played poorly, I think, and even with a sin bin. But there was a lot of composure for a young side, not to lose our heads really, and concede more points in that 10 minutes. And I think that was the big thing about us not losing the match. Winning the match was the way we managed those 10 minutes in Simbin.
Yeah, the belief as well towards the end. I mean, with 8 minutes to go, you were still trailing on the scoreboard.
Yeah, I know. It's, we found ourselves in this position in the past and haven't managed to do it. And I think that shows where we come as a squad. We can come to such a tough place like this and do it against the odds, really, I think, with the 14 men. You know, the crowd out there are magnificent from an English point of view. They were so loud. It's one of the best atmospheres I've played in front of, and they got right behind the English team, which made it tough for us. You could tell it picked them up, but I thought we did magnificent in keeping the ball. We didn't play territory we should have. We should have played a lot more territory. But hats off to England. They gave us a real win for our money.
Brief word on Scott Williams, because not long before he scored, he butchered a try scoring chance. Suddenly, two men outside him, and yet came up with the goods in spectacular fashion.
Oh, you know. Whatever happened before, I think we'll take what happened. He'll be very pleased with that. Scott is, it shows the strength and depth we've got in the squad now. I thought this before the Six Nations, and Jamie went off, and Jamie's one of our best players, definitely. And I think a while ago that would have affected us, but we've got such quality coming off the bench, and we know that within the squad that the guys we've got coming on can offer a massive impact. And I thought the subs, Scott, I thought when Ryan Jones came on, he had a great impact, and it shows where we are as a squad now. So hopefully, I think everybody's okay. There's no serious injuries, and hopefully you can rock up and get a decent result in Italy in 2 weeks.
Your big challenge now, presumably, keeping everybody's feet on the ground, because back home, there's going to be a lot of talk about the Grand Slam 2 steps away. I know it will feel like a long way to you, but for the Welsh nation, they're all getting very revved up about this already.
To be honest, I think the Welsh nation were talking about that after the first game against Ireland, to be honest. And obviously, we're aware of that. We're not daft. Everybody's talking about the Grand Slam, and it was the same with England last year, and we remember vividly what happened out in Ireland. So you can't afford to look more than one game ahead. I'm not just being diplomatic, and I know it's a bit of a cliche, but you can't. As soon as you do that, you'll slip up, and we'll have a fierce Italian side coming down in 2 weeks. So next week, we'll have to rest up some pretty tired and battered bodies, and then really get down to some work and make sure we get a result back at home now.